We now pause 10 seconds for station identification.
At the tone, 6 a.m. And Robin and Maynard live.
We are on the air.
How about that?
Yeah.
The time is 6 a.m. God damn it.
Hello?
Here's the latest time. It's now 6:05. Good morning, good morning.
Excuse me, would you like to taste my smoked meat log?
Good morning.
And we're on the air in 3, 2, 1.
Aha! Showtime!
Hello again, my many friends. This is Studio Shayu Jardan. Hey, Buster Boy, want a good time? You knock on the right door and look who is home. Let the voices of Robin and Maynard ring throughout the land, over hills and the dales, near and the far, hither and yon. All hail Robin and Maynard.
You got me, Doc. I'm down.
You are?
Taps, we feel the end is nigh.
But at the same time, John, after all these years,
we've only just begun.
There's something that seems
so
goddamn funny about the whole thing.
I guess so. there's something.
Here we go, friends. Today is
Marissa, Wilbert, good morning.
Good morning.
Buenos dias.
This is the final day of the pay period.
I think it's the swan song for your Robin and Maynard show here. I think they are down. Go.
Who's got fleas around here? God dang it. And there was that dog do? But it could have been Wolverine or Badger. I don't know what it was.
Oh, wolf. Wolf do. Saw somebody feeding a dead chicken to a wolf in the hallway. I thought that was strange.
A little sacrifice ritual?
Yeah, I guess so.
Let's get it on. Who's on the show this morning?
It's going to be one hell of a bad boy, I'll tell you that.
Seems somehow appropriate. The death penalty will be discussed on the show today.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're in a chipper little mood here if you're going down.
I took Xanax.
Well, why not?
Okay.
Meet Mr. Maynard today, and what celebrity would you like to kick your ass? Please pick me.
Yeah.
Karen Cornell is in studio.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to tell us what is in our future.
That's right. She may not have far to go.
Hey, I can take a we can save Karen the drive. I'll do the future thing.
We're looking at our future globe. There's just nothing in there. It's just empty.
Oh, no. I see myself dancing and jumping.
Yes. Take another peek in there.
You take another look.
I see a wolf eating a dead chicken.
You don't either. Really?
I do. And that's what I see. Well, it's all a puzzle this morning. It may come together for you soon. Hey, it's a few minutes after 6 o'clock, 7 minutes after 6, actually. And what's coming up on the show this morning? You've got...
I just told you that.
But there's something missing. Did you mention Meet Mr. Maynard?
Yes.
You did the whole doodle?
Yeah, I did the whole thing. Who do you want to kick your ass?
Yeah.
Karen Cornell, the death penalty. We're going to talk about it because the 1,000th execution will take place.
Well, no, it was...
Was it yesterday?
No, it was withheld.
Why?
Governor, pardon.
One of the five that's supposed to get executed this week got off.
Do you know who number 999 is?
Mm-mm.
You don't know
who it is?
It's
like Michael Irvin or something.
No, it's not Michael Irvin. I'm not putting him to death.
No, he's just...
His name is John Hicks. It is.
Wow! John Hicks and his hot licks?
That's Dan Hicks.
Dan Hicks and his hot legs. Sorry.
Hey, Robin.
Yeah.
You missed the 6 o'clock thing.
What 6 o'clock thing?
Was I supposed to put that at 10 o'clock?
We can't say that.
Can't say what?
What the thing is on here is filthy language. You ought to see what she wrote.
Let me look at the show sheet. Maybe I can word it different. Karen Cornell in studio. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're looking for?
No, it's six o'clock. Look what she's written there.
10 o'clock?
Six.
Oh, 6 o'clock. Sorry. Oh, well, you can't say that.
No.
Why not?
Well, you know what? That's probably a pretty good question. Why not? But you can't.
No, you can't do that.
It's just
it's called respect.
It would bring Western civilization to its knees.
So, we're going to take a little break. It's about 360 degrees here in the...
in the wolf pen.
The wolf lair. Yeah. And we'll be right back.
Events and persons portrayed on this show are fictitious. Any similarity to genuinely entertaining people or events is purely coincidental.
You've got somebody there on line one, and I'm sorry, I'm going to have to dig deep for a name, wants to know if we're getting fired again.
What? Who is this?
The question.
Well, you guys have been here for a long time, and I've seen you come and go, and it sounds to me like it's over.
Well, he doesn't know because
neither do
we only speak in riddles. I'll tell you what we know, but that's...
we don't know nothing.
We're just going on instinct.
We've had this feeling. Yeah.
Well, hopefully somebody else picks you up.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I don't even know. We don't know. We're getting anything.
Ah, hell, it's over.
Okay, good enough. Thank you.
There you go. Thank you.
Oh, buddy, here we go. 6:14, it's news time. Hot stack of news, please.
Hot stack. 15 minutes hot of hot stack. News. This program comes to you through the courtesy of E.E. Nichols Department Store.
Order up. Let's see. God, you know, it's curious because Otis is the only one in the building with a wolf badge, and I don't even know why that's important. But we did open with taps this morning, so... and you hear the lone... You hear the lone cry of the wolf.
Goodbye.